the best moment of, you know, 2025 was the wedding. And I would say for me, it was, you know, watching Josie and Taylor with you up, you know, under the chuppah, you talking to them, talking about the importance and, you know, commitment to marriage, and just thinking how cool that was. It wasn't some just like justice of the peace or somebody that we just had hired. And I thought that was a really cool moment where you married them.
I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Should all acquaintance be forgot? That's the old Lang Syne song. It's New Year's Eve day.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve. This is our special.
I was wondering why you were singing.
On a number of levels, yeah. This is our special. We didn't do this last year, and I don't think we've done this on our podcast yet.
Right. We've done some lives with this, though.
We have. For those of you who just started following us in the last couple of years and listening to this podcast, we used to do a couples cocktails on Facebook, started during the pandemic. And each year we would do our sort of our favorite things, our favorite memories, and maybe some of what we're looking forward to in the year that's coming. So we decided to do a new, since a Thursday falls on New Year's Eve day, we're going to do a New Year's Eve day show and feature our favorites of 25 and what's coming in 26. What do you think?
I love it. I always like to share my favorite things with people.
All right. Awesome. Well, let me start with, I'm drinking a new favorite bourbon.
Wait, you didn't tell me that we were drinking during this podcast.
Well, I guess I am, and you're not.
He got a drink, and I didn't get one.
Well, you got your water and your various other products there. But
I'll catch up with you later.
That sounds good to me. An old Forester 1920, excellent pour. Tried this, I think, for the first time when I was in Louisville about a month ago with your dad and some other guys, and I really am sort of in love with it. So I'm drinking it tonight to finish off 25 and kick off 26.
I love it. Good for you.
All right. Well, why don't you, again, this is not in any particular order. We will include all this information in our show notes for anybody who wants to look up any of these things, buy any of these things, ask us about any of these things. But in the meantime, let's roll it.
Yeah. So first of all, this is very random. This is a collection of just favorite things that popped into my head. So some of them are products and some of them are not products. But anyway, I will start with some of my favorite 2026 products. First of all, this one has made the list for the last several years. I always put this on my list. This is called Lumify. It is eye drops that make your eyes white. And I use it pretty much anytime I'm getting dressed and I kind of want to look fresher. This stuff works. It's almost like magic. So if you haven't tried this, definitely try it. I wouldn't use it every day all the time, but when you're getting dressed and you want to, you know, just look a little fresher, try it.
It's like using whiteout in your eyes.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's seriously, it's like magic. It's like magic. It really, really works well. So I recommend that.
All right. Throw another product in.
Okay.
And we'll
the other one that I want to mention is I've used a lot of lash serums and I've tried, I don't know, maybe 5, 10 over the years. The Revitalash Advanced seems to be working. And I don't know if you guys can see my lashes up front, but I've been using this religiously for the last, I'd say, 4 months, and I've noticed a big difference in my lashes. These are natural lashes with just a little bit of mascara, and I'm really happy with this product, and I'm happy with the results. And I would say this is the only one that I really like. And I've tried the Latisse, which is the prescription one. I didn't even notice a difference in my lashes, so I highly recommend this one.
All right. Well, you do look very sexy with those eyelashes, I want to say. I'll save that for after the show. So since you did a couple of products, I have a couple of products, and you know me, I don't buy a lot of products.
Yeah.
But when I buy a product, it's a big product.
Yeah, it's always a big product.
It's always a big product. So I have two big products this year that are just will be with me forever. The first is this amazing sheepskin jacket I got at Overland in, mm-hmm. Where were we? We were in Park City, Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice, warm and soft.
And cute. And it's cute.
Yeah, it looks good on me.
Yeah, I look good right from the bat.
It would look really good on you with like nothing else on.
I haven't tried it on yet, but I can.
We're going to work on that. And secondly, it was really my favorite purchase of the year, and you know what's coming.
I know.
Is I followed these guys on Instagram, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 months ago, Wild Hats Official, and they made for me a beaver hat, one of a kind, and
really
it
nice.
Is just smoking cool looking, fits right in with mm-hmm. my others that I got from the Yellowstone Hat Company. But I love, love, love this hat. I can't wear it on here because I can't fit my headphones over top, but it just makes you feel like a man, if you know what I'm talking about.
You love that hat.
I do.
It's a good looking hat. Yeah, it is. All right. So I'm going to go with some more products. I have very, very dry lips and I'm probably like semi-addicted to Aquaphor. But what I realized was Aquaphor was sort of not working for me. So I tried this. It's a Ole Henriksen. It's a peptide lip potion. And I have to say, I don't have dry lips anymore. This stuff works really, really well. They make different like flavors. I like the original one best, which is the orange one. But I highly recommend this. If you have dry lips, throw away the Aquaphor because I think that Aquaphor just created more dryness. This is really good. I love that.
Use that instead of the Aquaphor?
Yeah, I don't use Aquaphor anymore.
Really?
Nope.
Is that why I have so much of it?
Yeah, it's for you now. The second product that I really like, which is for dry skin, is a serum that I like. It's not fancy. It's actually from CVS. You can get it at Walmart. You can get it at Walgreens. It's La Roche-Posay, and it's the B5 serum. I love this stuff. I can't go without it. I put it on twice a day in morning and night, and it really helps my skin, which I have very, very dry skin. I have dry eyes, dry skin, dry lips. So any product that helps, I love this one.
It's very hard to capture a picture of Julie live when she's not blinking. Mm-hmm. So that seems to help a little bit. I'm just kidding.
That's for my skin. That's for my skin. My blinking is from my dry eyes.
I was wondering if you were going to just say, oh, yeah, that's right,
no.
And think I was being stupid.
Yeah, no, this is for dry skin, not dry eyes.
Okay, so I'll pop in now with a couple before you go to your other products and your other stuff.
Yep.
So a couple things I want to mention. One is in the music department. I did my top 25 songs of the day mm-hmm. and made an amazing playlist. And if anyone's interested, I'm happy to send it to them. It's all over the place. It's country. It's rock. It's mm-hmm. pop. It's very cool. I think it's a great list. And it's my fourth year in a row of doing that. So if anyone's interested, tap me a note. I'll send you all the songs. Now, which gets me to my music discovery of the year.
Ooh.
And if you folks remember, last year I was way into the Red Clay Strays. Still am. Had the good fortune both in September of 24 and then again in the summer of 25 to go see them live. And I went with a friend of mine to see them live in Asbury Park, New Jersey, the home of the Boss, the Asbury Jukes, and lots of other great musical acts. And the group that opened for them was from Seattle, and they're called The Dip. And The Dip is like a 70s-ish Earth, Wind, and Fire with horns, a great lead singer, horns, keyboards, just a great, like a dance band. They do a lot of ballads. Really, really good. Look up The Dip. That's my music discovery for the year.
I love it.
Now, other people discovered a long time ago, but I discovered this show.
But you still pay a lot of attention to the Red Clay Strays.
I do.
And you also still pay a lot of attention to that country girl that you found years ago.
That one I found years ago.
Yeah, that you won.
Ashley McBride.
Yes, you still like her a lot.
I discovered her too.
Yes, he's pretty much like a talent agent at this point. He finds people all over the place.
Yep. All right, you turn. Back to
you. So I want to talk about some favorite jeans because who doesn't love jeans? Anyway, this is a brand. It's called Dear John. And the ones that I like are the Fiona wide leg. And I can't show you the whole thing, but anyway, they come in several washes. I have a light wash, which I think the light wash is my favorite. They have a dark wash. They have a little wide frayy bottom, which I love. What I love most about these jeans is how comfortable they are. They're so stretchy that it's really hard to wear other jeans after you wear the Dear Johns. And I love them. I got them from Sheer Boutique. I will link that in the show notes as well. If you guys want to take a look, they carry a wide range of Dear John, but I highly recommend that brand. I love them.
And you look great in them too.
Well, thank you.
With your eyelashes and your skin cream and your whiteout in your eye. All looks really good. So let's shift to TV real quickly.
Okay.
Because you know I'm a TV fan.
Yeah, I got two TVs that I like.
All right. You want to go first?
Let me go first.
All right. So I have a top five of the year series that I watched. Most of these are new. Mm-hmm. One is a second or third season, but most of these are new. Number five, season three, I think it is, of The Diplomat. I'm all in the bag for Keri Russell. Love that show. She's terrific. Russell Sewell's in it. Allison Janney, I love that. Number four, who doesn't like Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone and all these old Sopranos alumni? Really, really just a fun show. Taylor Sheridan show. The writing's crisp. The acting is good. Number three was a miniseries, which I fell in love with and gave a standing ovation at the end, and that was Death by Lightning, which is all about the James Garfield assassination. Mm-hmm. Great cast, well-written, a lot of tongue-in-cheek, a lot of humor, but really, really, really good and worth your time watching. Number two, The Beast in Me with Matthew Rhys and Claire Danes, a miniseries, and Matthew Rhys, the lucky guy, he's with Claire, he's with all of a sudden, Keri Russell. Sorry about that. He's Keri Russell, but he is absolutely fantastic in this show. Claire Danes is fine. She kind of plays the same sort of weepy character in a lot of shows, but he's off the charts good. And my number one favorite show, which is a runaway, season one, I liked it. It was funny and fun, but season two has taken on a whole new level of television for me, and that's Landman. Billy Bob Thornton leads a cast. They bring in Sam Elliott this year. I mean, the two of them on cast together, on screen together, you can't take your eyes away. And a little bit of news, which you don't know, I'm breaking to you now, that no longer is Miranda Lambert my hall pass.
Oh.
She's been swapped out for Allie Larder, who just makes me swoon every time she's on the screen.
I can see why. She's very sexy.
She's sexy, and she's not. She's 50-ish or thereabouts in her 40s. She looks good. She is all that in a bucket of bolts. So there's my top five television shows for the year. How about you?
I love it. Well, I have two, and you're going to see that he likes more, drama and, chaos and killing and all that kind of stuff. Mine are lighter shows. So the first one I'm going to mention is the series Nobody Wants This. Mm-hmm. And David and I got matching tattoos.
We did.
Because of that show, there was a scene where they talked about Ayin Tova, which means to have a good eye. And we both looked at each other and we both decided that we want to have a good eye for each other. And we've got matching tattoos. So that was a cool, not just show to watch, but a cool moment that I think we had this year.
Yeah, I agree. I like that show a lot. And I think that tattoo will look particularly good under my sheepskin jacket.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So anyway, the second show that I really liked, and I'm not even sure it was this year or last year, but Shrinking.
Shrinking was this year.
Okay. I love Shrinking because as a therapist, sometimes you wonder, like, should I have said that or was that inappropriate or whatever? So watching the show Shrinking makes me feel like a very conservative therapist. They do some wacky stuff. And it's kind of funny as a therapist to watch like some of the things that they do that are outrageous and unethical. I don't do any of that, but anyway, I just love that show, sort of peeking inside of the world as the therapist.
Harrison Ford is just great. the same year he's in Shrinking, he's in season two of 1923, I think. I mean, he's just 81. I don't know how old he is, but he's spectacular.
Yeah.
Toggles between the comedy and the drama.
Yep. I love it.
Just so good. I agree with you. Those both were great shows. So the rest that I have on my list fall into three categories. One is a best memory, two is a best moment, and three is my best time out. So I'll do my best memory and then I'll pass the ball back to you.
Okay.
So my best memory unquestionably had to be a couple of weeks ago when my daughter Josie got married to Taylor. Before everybody got sick, we had an amazing time.
Yeah.
And people didn't get sick till after they left the wedding. But it was a ton of fun. And built into that memory is a moment, and if everybody closes their eyes, they will remember a moment that they won't forget. And this was a moment for me. During the course of the wedding, two things happened that caught my eye. The first was when Taylor and Josie came out for their, you know, for their first dance, which is lovely in and of itself, but not necessarily just looking at Taylor and Josie. Mm-hmm. I was looking at my three grandkids, and three of them are watching the two of them mm-hmm. dance, you know, 10, 8, 5 years mm-hmm. old, beaming smiles that is burnt into my memory forever. Mm-hmm. And I got it again, a second time mm-hmm. within an hour, when my oldest daughter, Amanda, and their mom spoke, mm-hmm. and I looked over to them, and it was the same, just sort of, you know, it's like every kid is Superman until he's not, right? And mm-hmm. and these kids just had this unbridled joy in mm-hmm. those moments. And I'll never forget those moments. And the wedding was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely the best moment of, you know, 2025 was the wedding. And I would say for me, it was, you know, watching Josie and Taylor with you up, you know, under the chuppah, you talking to them, talking about the importance and, you know, commitment to marriage, and just thinking how cool that was. It wasn't some just like justice of the peace or somebody that yeah. we just had hired. And I thought that was a really cool moment where you married them.
Yeah, I did. I officiated my really daughter's cool. wedding. I'm not sure if I was the first divorce lawyer to ever officiate a wedding, but I said I was. So,
yeah.
But it was hard for me. You know, mm-hmm. I tried to stand back from that mm-hmm. because if I paid too close attention to looking at her, I'm not sure I would have gotten through yeah. the 15 minute or so service that we had. But yeah, it was pretty special. Pretty
yeah.
Special.
Yeah. And it was sprinkling out. It was raining a little yeah. bit. So there was a little bit of a distraction, but I think that I really, you know, engaged in the moment, and the boys were up there, and she, yeah. and Sophie was the flower girl. And it was just like our whole family was there really celebrating Josie and Taylor. So I definitely think that was my favorite moment of the year. I want to talk about my favorite date night.
Okay.
Favorite date night that we've had a few times. And the great thing is that we can continue to have this great date night.
All right,
but I love when we get, you know, dressed up. We live in a small, like Olney is kind of like a small, I would say conservative-ish town. But David and I like to get dressed up for date night. And sometimes he'll wear his cowboy hat, and sometimes I'll wear my cowboy hat, or sometimes I'll wear something that's a little bit flashy. And we go to this local place that opened up this year. It's called Salt and Vine, and it's in Olney, and they have really, really good food. They have a really nice bar. And my favorite date night is when you and I get dressed and just go sit at the bar, have a drink, share some meatballs or, you know, some kind of appetizer. And I love that. And I just want to shout out to Salt and Vine, which is a great restaurant.
Yeah, it really is our go-to place when we're here in Olney. We have mm-hmm. other places. We're in Bethany. We still have Bethany Blues. That's a good bar mm-hmm. for us to go hang out at. But when we're here in Olney, that's the spot
yeah,
for us. And they're friendly. They're nice. They take care of you. And I'm talking about, I don't want people have to buy me drinks. I'm not talking about that. But they step right up. And most of the time, remember what you like.
Yeah.
And it's a nice, nice local spot. I agree.
Yep.
So my best moment outside of the wedding, and this is another one of those moments, folks. And again, I hope everybody has these, whatever they look like. But for me, we were horseback riding in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
That definitely was not one of my best moments.
Well, it wasn't your best 2 hours, but you managed through it.
It was scary.
But the moment I'm talking about is when we reached the crest of that hill. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really a mountain, but the crest of a hill. But it was pretty high up. And the woman who was leading, you know, the 7 or 8 of us that were on horses stopped and said, you know, take a look around. She didn't need to tell me because I already was. And on the one side behind us are the Grand Tetons, mm-hmm. which are already a little snow-capped behind us. On the other side are 2 or 3 mountain ranges that I can't remember the names of. And underneath is the Snake River. Mm-hmm. And I took a minute or maybe two. I don't know how long it was. I don't think I heard anything. If people were talking, I didn't hear them. Mm-hmm. But I took like those panorama things you yeah. do with your phone. I just took a few minutes to just go back and forth, because, you know, I probably will never be back on top of that hill again. But it was just a spectacular moment in my life that I will never forget.
Yeah. So I was thinking about like best trip moments for the year. And I would say 2 things stand out for me. One of them was going to in Jackson Hole, Montana, when we went to the Cowboy Bar and we did the dance lessons. Mm-hmm. That was super fun with our friends, the KVs. And that's something I'll never forget. That's something I wouldn't really never do, but we did it. And it was like super fun. I also really liked the hike, which I know was hard for you because your knee was bothering you. Yep. And I thought it was just a beautiful scenic hike. Good, you know, the temperature was nice. It was a little chilly, but it wasn't too cold.
To Hidden Falls.
Yeah. Hidden Falls and
up above Jenny Lake.
Yep. Above. So those were my trip highlights.
So my last on my list, which is going to be a
repeat. Oh, I have a couple more things.
Oh, okay. So I'll save mine. You go ahead.
Okay.
Because I want to save mine. I'm going to come back to a little bit of what you just talked
about. Yes. So I want to talk about the best book that I read this year, which is called The Many Lives of Mama Love by Lara
Hardin.
Yeah. Oof, I can't read my own writing. This is a true story. She's a really amazing woman. She had a drug addiction. She lost her children and she went to jail and she got her kids back and changed her life. And she has quite a story. And I really enjoyed that book. And I followed her on Instagram and I enjoy the work that she does to help other people. So I love that. And then I have the two best things I ate this year.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So one of them was recently. One of them was the caramel blueberry cheesecake croissant from Costco that our friends, sick. The Arringtons, mentioned in their Instagram story. Mm-hmm. And I had to get them and, that did not disappoint. Mm. The second thing that I had that was the most delicious thing was in Park City, Utah. We went to Irish restaurant called Flanagan's. Irish bar called Flanagan's. And they had these corned beef sliders. Mm. And I don't know what the heck. There was Russian dressing and like coleslaw or whatever. Oh, my God. I'm still thinking about those. And if I ever go back to Park City, I'm going to get those.
Those were great.
So those are the best things I ate. And I think that is my list.
Okay.
What do you have to finish
so
it off?
I have two things. One is I also had the best thing I ate also in Park City, Utah, which was the double cheeseburger in the No Name Saloon.
Mm, yeah.
And it was just from another planet. It was so good. It was so good that we went out to dinner that night and I asked the waiter what was good on the menu at this other restaurant. And he said, well, the burgers are great. They're the second best in town. And so I said, I'm going to take a wild guess what the first best in town was. And of course it was at No Name. That it was just, oh my God, it was good. I had a little whiskey with it, a little cold beer. It was delicious. But so you mentioned Million Dollar Cowboy Bar, and that falls into my favorite of our nights out. Mm-hmm. And I say nights because we were there.
I
was there every night, a couple times during late afternoon happy hour. But we went, two, three times together, I think three nights together. We did the dance lessons. Mm-hmm. We shot pool. We had drinks. The music, live music was great.
You have their hat on.
I do. I have their hat on right now.
I should have worn my hat. I got their hat. Too.
You do. That's right. And I mean, if ever there was a bar that Julie said, okay, you have 2 days to live and, pick a place to die. And I might pick someplace
other than a bar.
What I'm saying to you is if you said to me,
if you wanted to go one place,
let me loosen up a little. If you said to me, you can have one more drink in a place.
Yeah.
You pick with a place. Okay. Up until October, I would have told you that was Nickel City in Austin, Texas, which I still love. Mm-hmm. But now put me back in that saddle at the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar and I am a happy camper.
So, okay, love it.
If you go to Jackson, don't miss it. It's a ton of fun and music's great. And they do dance lessons. I think it was Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, anyway, we have a lot to be grateful for.
Yes, we do.
As you can hear, we've done a lot of amazing things this 2025. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to 2026. We hope that you guys will continue to follow our journey, our podcast, and we will try to link a bunch of the stuff that we mentioned so that you guys can maybe enjoy some of this too. Until then.
This is Conversations for Couples.
The podcast.
See you next time. Happy 2026. Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.